This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025.
Yeah, it is. It don't feel like it, but it is. Most definitely Thursday.
What part, though, does not? It doesn't fully. I'm thinking about, I get meat today. Don't take that in a weird way either. I'm talking about food. I'm doing vegetable, meat.
That's not what I think of when I hear Philly.
I sound like the Roadrunner. Vegetable, meat.
We used to play an old spot for Platinum Plus way back in the day, and they'd say, come out and see these young Phillies.
Mm. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God, yes.
Never forgot it.
Man, that's so crazy you said that, because I went to the grocery store, and again, half-ass memory here, but some kind of cleaner in the household aisle. Some kind of, whether it be like a...
what was it?
I can't get, detergent, dishwasher detergent, I don't know, whatever. And it's like whatever the brand name is, and then Platinum Plus. And I'm like, oh, if you only knew.
Dawn, I believe it was.
It is?
I think what you're talking about, yeah.
Dawn Platinum Plus. And I'm like, man, could you imagine if you were a girl named Dawn and you worked at Platinum Plus? And now, like.
Oh, that's a perfect stripper name, too.
Hey, girl. Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. There was.
Or lesbian.
There was. Remember, there was one when it was called The Landing Strip, and I don't know the young lady's real name. I just remembered the name, and it was Fawn. But she would pronounce it. It's obviously not a real name. It was a stage name. So Dawn with an F. But she would pronounce, hey, I'm Fawn. Like, what? Did she say she's four or she is a phone? I don't know. I love twang in a woman's voice, but my Lord, she went back like Reba R word. It was hard to figure out what she just said. Hi, I'm phone.
First off,
Landing
Strip was genius because
yes,
it works either way.
Explain that. All over the South that aren't privy to Greenville, South Carolina.
So the Landing Strip, when it was called the Landing Strip, Gentlemen's Club, and it was at the end of the runway to the downtown airport.
And for those of you, if you know, you know, you know, the Landing Strip was a way that primarily women would shave their pubic hair.
So even if it wasn't near the Landing Strip or the runway, it still works.
Beautiful. I mean, it was insanely brilliant.
The last time we were there was for the Jackal video shoot.
Oh, that's the place you were talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She's like a drug, I think was the song.
Yes. Remember the... We've brought it up to him before. Matter of fact, if things work out, we'll be talking to Jesse here soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah, he was using stage moonshine. Yeah. It was literally just water. And, you know, when you take a sip of something, what you expect. And I'll tell you, and those of you that drink beer like hell and smoke cigarettes, you know you've poured up a tilted back a beer and ended up with a cigarette butt in your mouth. You know what's happened.
Yeah.
You know what's happened. I did it with dip juice back in the day. And that's just plumb awful. Well, this is the chair.
Always the damn chair.
I was going to say, I love this life for you. I love this chair, the way it gives me better posture, because when I set up straight, I think my voice sounds better.
All deep and stuff.
But it also makes me fart when I move in it.
No, it doesn't. Chair does not make you fart.
Oh, that was a good one. They don't have those type of chairs in therapy. You can't do it.
I don't know. I need a cushion or something to make my butt is not. I don't have a butt, to be honest with you.
Well, how do you sit?
There's just not. I've got meat everywhere on this body.
All right.
And there is
want some more.
Like there is like if you don't want to, it's fine. This is just for entertainment purposes. Will you poke me in the butt right now?
Sure,
please?
I'd love to poke a man in the butt.
Got it.
I got it. Okay. That double paid off because I'm going to really do it. And also, we can bleep that later and have
Here,
fun.
Let me do it with a pin.
No, you won't feel it. So just take your finger right there.
Right there.
For scientists, yeah, you got a butt.
No, that is bone, baby.
Move over a little bit to the right.
Okay. I mean, it's not.
It's nothing.
I don't see you jiggling like on those Instagram videos.
No.
Some people,
well, you wouldn't if I had that.
No. You got to have ass implants like Hank Hill had to wear.
I don't want that. I'm just saying, like, you know, women would always say, like, you know, they like a man with a muscular ass or, you know.
That's all they like to look at.
And also years of hearing, I mean, my mom and you know, women at probably the hair salon or whatever, you'd hear her say, he ain't got no butt.
You know.
Like you would hear her say that about, like, Burt Reynolds or something, Tom Selleck maybe, I don't remember.
I'll be honest with you, it's my least favorite part of the body. Because what comes out of it. I mean,
God, see, I was thinking that, but a lot of women say they like to look at the butt. Now, I think they also like,
I like
if the dude
part.
Turns around and he's got more veins than a bag of shrimp, but they'll never admit it to you.
It's that little V.
First, you're supposed to defang them. Devane.
See, you learned that.
William Devane. He was on Not Slamming.
Shrimp, please.
Who the hell has the thing Paige likes, though? 1 in 100 men that you would meet have that thing?
What's the thing?
The cut in the hip.
The V.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I mean, knew dudes that would work out like hell and never got that.
You're looking at one. And I can keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. It's
sexy.
Just, it's not there. And it ain't never been. And it ain't going to be.
Nope.
Without some kind of implantation. And guess what? Those days are over. No more implantation days.
God, I never had abs you could really see. Even when I was 165 pounds in high school, you still couldn't see them. That's very hard to achieve.
Do we make silicone in America? Otherwise, get them now.
Even Chris wasn't cut like that.
But he's still got that right there. What is it called? Okay, so right now, take your... I mean, don't stick it...
I thought you had pants on.
Don't stick it in there, but take your finger if you can. You ain't driving or you ain't holding a blowtorch or something.
It's still sexy.
Take your finger right around the belly button area and then go up to where you feel like your sternum, your chest is. And then go over to your left or right, either way. There's that cut right there under the pec, but it's part of the gut.
Oh, you had me going up to the sternum and then over. I was like,
well, where's your sternum at?
It's like right here.
Well, you got a long-ass torso.
I thought you said go up and then over.
Well, so whatever that little thing is, it's not. It's above the V, but it's not. It's a little lower than the pec. It's like maybe the...
Like
first
that.
Two cans of the six pack. I don't know.
It looks like it hurts. Like it looks like two parts of a body somebody put
like
together.
Like you have a couple broken ribs is what it looks like. But it's you know, it to me, you kind of look a little bit mangled there. Like you got some solar plex injuries.
Plus, you know, you don't have a belly button at that point. I wonder what that feels like.
To not have a belly button?
To not have a cavernous belly button.
No, I know that look of like.
Cavernous.
It's like all flat.
Arnold. His tummy, or Lee Haney, or those guys. We were talking about that yesterday.
Oh, the one that kind of an outie or an innie?
It's not. It's just, it goes away. It just like becomes, imagine like a big, deep moon crater, and then eventually erosion wears it down to, you don't even really notice it's there unless you walk over it and fall over.
Yep.
It's exactly what it is.
When that would be weird. I don't know if women.
That's a great analogy, by the way.
Women would have to have that same cut, right? Because, I mean, we all have similar bodies. That would look weird on a woman. I wouldn't like that.
I don't like, and again, all this is, you know, I was thinking about this the other day because somebody tweeted me something. I mean, I say mean. It was just probably them just busting balls. And I was thinking, you know what? Like, when you say something, and most people know, smart people, whatever, people with a lick of sense, realize you don't have to preface it by saying, this is just my opinion, but in conversation now, it turns into, well, you're wrong. But it's like, it is just an opinion. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong, just for me. So I don't like when a woman is ripped. And the good example, and I won't say the name because, I mean, from what it, you know, the meager beginnings to the now, incredible. But there's a professional wrestler legend's daughter who really, like, got herself in shape really good and didn't used to be so. But to the point now we're, like, shredded. And
I know who you're talking about.
For me,
quite a mouth on that person.
I that's what was confusing to me as a kid. Buns of steel and thighs of steel and all this. I'm like, oh, don't lose that curvature and that bounce, though.
Do the bodybuilder dudes want that in a chick? Like, is that what they're looking for?
I mean, again, it's opinionated talk. Like, it doesn't mean that it's bad. I just don't want to get a bunch of roided up dudes pissed at me for what I'm saying. Because their girls all cut up. Just for me, I miss that natural curve.
I don't like when she's too ripped up where it looks like she might have a thumb down there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and for the girls who work hard and really, like, go out there and bust your ass, like Paige going to the gym, like, Paige goes to a gym that ain't like you. Her gym's got more balls than the gym fat boy and I go to.
She's doing some HIIT stuff.
Yeah.
But I haven't this week, so please don't mention
it. I noticed.
Well, I'll take it back then.
Take it back.
But, you know.
I will, though.
But now, like, these shaping pants and stuff, like, I feel bad for the women who really work for it and got it without getting the implants and wearing them. Y'all probably ain't going to be able to afford leggings soon either because they don't make them in America.
It's just when you
they
go,
do not.
Not to interrupt you, but when you go under the knife, no, I just think how people
that was
look.
Messy. Go ahead.
When you go under the knife, nothing is permanent unless it's made from your body. So when you put in implants, you're going to have all that scar tissue. You're going to have all the other stuff. So I just don't know why you put anything in.
Do we mine for titanium in America?
And your buttocks.
I don't know. No, we mine for cobalt and lithium in Idaho.
I just wonder, like, thank God I got my hip done already.
That's true. You got a magnet, though, right?
No, it's lithium. Not lithium. What did I just say? I just said it, damn it.
Oof, you got a Terminator hip.
No, I just said that. Do we make it here? It's not lithium.
Titanium.
There we go. Listen to you. Titanium. I wonder if we've mined that here. We mine gravel, I'll tell you that.
Mine gravel. We do that in Liberty.
I've got to call insurance today because I called Lord God, if I even say this, but a dump trucker yesterday hit a bump and dropped like 10, maybe more. I'm not overemphasizing this for insurance purposes or anything, but like, let's say a couple handfuls of gravel came out and bounced, rocked up off the ground.
You could see them coming too.
Caught two of them in the windshield. One of them is already like, I feel like if I hit a big bump, like it's going to start cracking.
Oh, if it gets too cold, it might.
And then also one right in the front grill that, like, it's one of them where it looks like somebody tried to stab it with a screwdriver. Like, it pinged it so hard. And I'm like, but I didn't, you know.
Even if they have the cover on, they're still going to lose a little bit of
load.
Yeah,
when you hit a bump. I go past several of those, especially toward the farm, and, you know, you'll see that dust of them driving away and, like, where it is. And it's like, even if you just got your car washed, especially if you got the wheels done real nice and all glossed up, you drive through that crap, it's done. It's like gray pollen. It's the freaking worst, man. I mean, it sucks. But yeah, I caught a couple of those to the old W shield yesterday.
Mm. It's one of those things you kind of clench Like when you run over an animal?
I'd lift
that rock
up.
Coming. Yeah,
like, oh. I'd do like a Kegel when before I run over
that's so sad.
A pre-dead animal.
Pucker that
not
ass
pre-dead, but I didn't kill it. I try to catch it like right down the middle, you know? I don't want to even feel the tire go over it.
Stop.
Like I'm hoping it's laying like horizontal and not the opposite of that, whatever it is.
In my town last year, there was a deer that didn't make it across the highway. But nobody moved it, so people kept running over his legs.
God.
So the top half of the deer, obviously dead, you know, had some rigor going. But the bottom half was like obliterated because
God
everybody
bless.
Ran over the legs.
Oh, no.
In rush hour traffic 2 times a day.
That is just cruel.
God, well, it was definitely a doe because it was
weird looking.
If it was a buck, somebody would have
got its head.
it would have pulled over and like hacked the head off and left the body.
I mean, how terrible is that?
I mean, well, we knew somebody that had one set of, or a half a set of a deer rack.
We know somebody that scalped a dead deer one time with a machete on the side of the road.
What?
Yep.
And when I say no, it's, you know.
That is just funny.
I don't have their phone number in my phone.
Do they know somebody to mount that, or do they stick the head on the wall like an idiot?
That's like stolen valor, right?
If you coat racks out of them.
If you didn't kill it, I don't think they claim it.
Mm-mm. Remember
you
the
can.
One? The guy. Wasn't there the was it an all advice show or Truth and Consequences where the guy no, that was in Facebook Fussing. That's what it was. Remember the guy went and posed by a dead deer in his backyard, went inside and got his gun and put on all his gear and went and knelt beside, you know, grabbed it by the rack and held it up for the picture. And then come to find out, this is sad, but a tree fell on it there in Helene. In his backyard was a big ass dead buck, and then he goes in the house and puts on his damn hunting gear.
Guys,
takes
look.
A selfie with a damn dead deer like he shot it. And the deer's neck was apparently broke. And they're like, "Why are you holding the head like that?" Because it was all rigor mortis stuff like that. Like it got scared. And like,
why did it take so long to take the
poor
picture?
Poor deer. That just makes me sad.
Well, it was dead already. Mother Nature took her away.
Traumatic
if you're
going to
put the head on the wall, why do you not put the arms up there too?
I don't know. And we, for the longest time, we had that antelope head on our wall. And
antelope.
Somebody finally
God,
stole
what
it.
What a rich ass family you have.
Someone That's stole a, it.
Well, we had an antelope.
Oh, what do you think Wonder Boys got? Because they go on these big game hunts.
Probably a zebra.
A caribou or something?
Yeah. Like, they probably have, like, I bet you, just bet you. I don't want to say too much. I haven't been to their, he don't live with his parents no more, first off.
Does he not?
No.
This is the family.
It's a big ass house. I thought
I was going to say. And the entryway there is pretty grand. And, you know, not in like a Dallas kind of way or anything, but like I often think, like, I bet you eventually there's going to be like a woolly mammoth or something in there.
I bet you they don't have a door handle. You got to kick it open. So it's got a foot pad on it.
Awesome. You got to like, they stand your retina and then you got to go, hi-ya.
I love the horseplay Stephen will talk about growing up where Ray would like choke them all out.
Yes.
That's a fun family.
We'll challenge
one.
Daddy.
And they every happens. Damn one of them.
Don't talk back.
Even Totten will agree that the one you watch out for is Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Mama.
Wonder Mama Thompson. You?
No, they just say she's the one to not mess with.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, hurt your feelings.
Even if Ray was kidding around with you, you'd probably give you like a little half chop that hurt like hell for a couple days.
That day when we almost kissed on the lips, I was like, man, I should maybe back away now instead of winning this, because we were playing the stare game where you lean in and you ask a trivia question, you keep leaning in to right when your lips get right there and it becomes awkward. And that was the same day when he made the great quote, blank head.
I thought he was going to punch you in the throat like Sean Connery did.
I know. I was
like, sun.
I will win this, but at the I'll catch one of them thumbs to the throat. You know, one of them, what's something else other than hi-ya? I don't want to get,
ooh, what do they say?
Talking to.
Hoodoo. That's a good one.
It's like when wrestling, they go, huh? It's like, why are you making sound effects for your punches? I mean, I know why, but still, like in real fighting, you wouldn't be going,
when you make the noise,
yeah. Hey, you ever been fighting a girl and you slap your damn hip when you smack her in the face?
I've never fought a girl.
We got slapped away.
Wow!
Fought them off of me, but I've never fought a girl.
Oh,
punching in the boob—that's the equivalent of a nut punch, right? That's like
It's pretty mean.
It's not gentlemanly.
I had a crazy person come after me. I tell the story all the time because she thinks that I had something for her boyfriend.
Oh, you did, school. Didn't
you? No, I did not.
I have not heard that story.
Yeah, I've told it a million times where this girl came up to me.
Is this the Sue Butcher story?
Is this a real one?
Yeah.
Oh, Sue Butcher. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to say that. That was Abdul the Butcher's sister, Sue Butcher.
She pushed me, knocked me down, and I was on the ground getting up, and people were screaming, "Rip her clothes off! Tear her clothes off!" And I'm like, "What did I do?"
Marty would have went back to see that.
Marty, tear her clothes off.
It was pitiful.
That wasn't even her last name. She was a lesbian. That's just what they called her.
What?
Sue the Butcher.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She walked around with a.
She had an attitude.
Well, like no, she was a nurse. She worked in the ER.
That's
so
what it was.
Sue the Butch, comma ER.
She worked in women's prison, probably, that girl.
You guys called her Butch. She just got mad.
She's a medical CEO.
She's on life.
Rip her clothes off.
God bless the nurses and doctors of prisons.
You know,
don't want to save them as much as you do anyone else, but you have to.
She probably grew up and felt bad about what she did to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, what if I told you she's on hold right now?
I'd be like, oh,
Butch, you there?
Butchy.
Her friends call her Butch.
Yeah. We're going to get a hold of her eventually.
I didn't want your boyfriend, girl.
You know, I did look up the Drinkwater guy that time. Damn. Not only just to see if he was the true Olympian like you said he was, which he was.
He didn't want me because I was.
Doesn't have social media, though.
Dang it. What about Leo Darkbar?
I forget about him. I can't remember if that's an ex-boyfriend.
A-hole stud.
You just call him an ass a-hole stud?
That's the horse.
Like he's a double ass H. He's an ass H, as you just said.
Well,
so I was wondering.
No, he's an ass a-hole.
Leo was pretty. He was a beautiful horse, but he knew it, and he would just be mean to all the other horses and people.
Could he go faster than a racehorse from Russia, as far as urine goes?
I'm sure. He was huge.
Did he win, like, any awards, any races?
No, he just made babies.
Oh,
he's a stud. Oh,
big stud feet.
Yeah. He's pretty.
Were you the one that had to hold the cup when he was...
I was never allowed in the barn with him, and I saw my my grandmother's husband ride him, and that what? Horse...
Did you ever remember the time in your probably, God, who knows, early teenage years when you realized what the term stud meant? When somebody said, oh, he's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
And then you find out what a stud was? Like, wow.
It was a horse.
So you want to use him for his body?
It was a farm, cattle horse farm.
Mm. I like their potato chips, kettle cooked. Mm. So,
man.
In Illinois.
You know what's coming up at 7:30-ish? Facebook, fussing. Something Fatboy wants to do, which I love it. It brings back the memories of the big-ass draft nights. We're going to do some wide-ass open phones.
Could you imagine if they're trying to get a sample from the horse and they're like, Paige, go stand in front of that horse, and then he just like...
He bucked me right in the butt. He turned around and bucked me right in the butt. And then he bucked me right between my boobs.
Go jump on that trampoline in front of Leo.
He sounded mean like that, and I would steal his alfalfa, and he had the nicest feet.
What, you walk around his buckwheat?
You walk around with a spiked hair?
And I would give it to the mules.
You were his buckwheat. You said, okay, horsey.
I'd say, I'm taking the good feed, you jerk.
I'd be
horse.
Froggy.
I'll give you corn if you keep that up, buddy.
Now, I understand that you'll give him some corn. Long ways. Wide-ass open phones. What that means is you can call in for your advice. You can call in about, right? Is that the vision with wide-ass open phones, Fat Boy?
Yeah, man. What you got going on?
I'd say it's available for people with all size cake wagons. So whether you have a narrow ass, a wide ass, big ass, like me, no ass.
If you're not too stupid to dial, it's for you.
No matter what that don't look like. That'll be coming up just after headlines, so that'd be the 8 o'clock hour. That number to call or text, same one, 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone line. A little hesitation in my voice there. I was still making sure that was right. Paige, what are you working on at the Plex?
Well, I have a shocking story about this actor who's accused of having to receive 5 Romanian women as a gift. I'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Women, so that really narrows it down. If you said men, it would make it harder. You know what I'm saying? Because
Oh, yeah.
Like real quick, you don't. If you say you don't know, it's fine. We can go to break. But like, is Kevin Spacey like totally exonerated from all that stuff?
As far as I know, yeah.
Wow, man.
It's starting to work
I tell you, man. That's one of them things.
I never doubted him.
I did. I really did. And I hate that.
I don't always believe the victim.
Well, you know, I mean, that's why we say as a country, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but it ain't true. But it just proved to be true. Yeah. I'll be dad blamed. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with a serious story. But first, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Jean-Claude Van Damme has been accused of sex trafficking.
God.
And it's just shocking that he was giving these five Romanian women as a quote, gift.
Reminder to self. These are just allegations at this point, Matt.
I know. It's a childhood hero. I don't want to think of him in a bad way.
He wasn't mine. I mean, I did enjoy the one where he played his own twin brother.
Double Impact?
Yes. That was a good one.
Hard Target was the first one he had long hair.
I also enjoyed his dancing prowess on that Brazilian talk show that time. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Remember the blood sport dance?
He got engorged, though, and it showed on TV.
I think I did watching it.
So, according to the Romanian authorities, he's accused of having sex with five women he knew were victims of sex trafficking, and he's not yet commented about the allegations.
Okay, so question. Sex trafficking doesn't always mean people are being abducted against their will, right? So, prostitutes now are sex traffickers, correct?
Yeah.
Sex workers, whatever cool way you want to say it.
I think they even consider it like in pictures. If I show you pictures of somebody that I took.
So, and I never have, honest to God, ever been with a prostitute. I mean, I've had some that I had to like buy a lot of stuff for and take them out to a lot of nice dinners and things. So there was a barter in a sense. But they would technically be sex traffickers. So if I have ever slept with a hooker, I have supported sex trafficking. Correct? So the only thing that really makes it bad is if it's against their will or underage.
Well, you know, we get traffic too, people like you and me, for torture
purposes. Everybody does. If you out doing anything, it's a trafficking. It's like the word, and God forbid, I'm using this only as an example, the word slave is, in vernacular, is only reserved for a certain time in history, whereas the term itself could mean working for your dinner and your room and board.
Yeah.
You are working hard. You are, you know, it's weird how that all kind of comes into, same thing with being a sex offender list.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, you could get that from doing the absolute worst disgusting thing you could think of, or you are accidentally urinated near a park where some kids saw you. You're on the same list.
So as far,
especially if you pee on a kid's foot.
As these charges,
back away.
This incident is part of a larger investigation into human trafficking.
This is one of the Vince McMahon allegations in his thing going on.
And
you know,
the trafficking of minors that began in 2020.
Why'd you say it like KDOT just now?
By officials in Romania. Because a lot of times these people they're made to be drug addicts. They're abducted from home. You know, this is serious.
No, I absolutely realize that. I just meant, you know, if someone just said, hey, let's say Fat Boy had been with, he went crazy. He got his tax money back. He got four at one time. Fat Boy. So the headlines could read, Fat Boy busted at hotel room with four women who were sex trafficked.
Do they have to be women?
I'd prefer it.
For the story?
Into my fantasy right now. And at least you're in it, pal.
And according to the attorney of one of the victims, the women were, quote, in a state of vulnerability.
Then what does that mean? Like addicted to drugs? Or they? I mean, I'm really trying to break that, because I really feel bad about the Kevin Spacey stuff.
That they were exploited.
Exploited. Well, again, that term itself. I think I'm just being kind of trying to entertain myself right now, breaking down the terminology of.
People don't realize how, you know, wide the net that this whole trafficking thing casts, as wide of a net as it does.
Yeah.
Adults, yeah. Normal people.
That's, I mean, exactly, because.
A little bit of kiddies.
You hear sex trafficking. I mean, that's that term that I like the word hooker. I'm, you know,
it's catchy.
It is. I mean, you know, prior to that, a hooker was a fisherman. For those of you who know that old tale, but sex traffic. Oh, sex worker. That's the one. It's like, come on, that sounds worse. That's more nondescriptive than any. I'm a sex worker. You work at the Magnum factory. You work for Trojan?
So,
like, you make boner pills? Like, what's your industry? What
do you get free ones? Like, you know, if you work for Duke's, you get free mayonnaise?
Apparently so. They just got bought up.
Yep. I got free rubbers. I work at the Mangum factory.
So, generally, when it's considered sex trafficking, the person is solicited for the sex act, in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion.
And you're the trafficker if you offer it up to, you know, like your buddy.
So a pimp is the trafficker.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So,
or the person is induced to perform such an act has not attained 18 years of age.
No, see, that's what I was saying. Underage, that cuts it right out there. That's why I really, and I don't even know anybody, nor have I ever been, but on a sex offender list. But imagine, you know, you got to go tell your neighbors.
I a guy I went to high school with is on the list, but not for anything he did with anybody underage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or, again, public urination.
But he's lumped in there.
And you imagine going around and you say, hello, a new neighbor, I have to tell you I'm on the sex offender list. Don't use that ever. Don't ever use that. And they're like, oh, why? What'd you do? Well, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you.
Remember the Will Forte bit on SNL where he's dressed up like a sex offender for Halloween?
Yes.
And he's like, sign this as part of the costume.
They've made a meme. Yeah, they made a meme out of it with the spirit of Halloween.
So let me give you some warning signs according to
our sketch,
our government of sex trafficking.
Why don't you give me tips instead?
Appearing malnourished.
That's your tips.
Showing signs of physical injuries and abuse, avoiding eye contact, social interaction, and authority figures / law enforcement, seeming to adhere to a scripted or rehearsed responses in social interaction, and lacking official identification documents.
I still see once a month a story of somebody somewhere out in broad daylight trying to snatch up a kid.
Dude, locally at Walmart.
I mean,
you see that?
No.
Yeah, a local Walmart. That happened within the last 5 days.
So what happens if you stop it? People, they just like go on, like you scare them off, but is that free reign to like beat the hell out of somebody? I'm thinking it might be.
I don't know.
That's a cop's consent, right? If he pulls up on it and stops it.
Walmart security tech is absurd, like good. But I don't think they let you know how good it is. But you know, we were talking about, we saw that command center in that one store, and it looked like something at NASA, man. I mean, it looked better than the Walmart store. Like, it was insane. So I wonder, like, with the facial recognition, do they have that, and would they tell you? Maybe that's why they're so lax about the shoplifting. They're like, let them go. We got this son of a bitch.
I'm sure they don't have surveillance as good as Boiling Springs sports cards.
Well, I mean, my Lord.
Because they got good surveillance, too.
Well, cops know the best about that, and those that served learn all those tips. And, yeah, they got them damn cameras that, like, just follow you.
It's like the statue of Jesus that follows you with his eyes no matter where you go.
Yeah.
But the Gallenberg or something.
You know, the one that does suck is like at Dollar General. If you like stand there and look at something too long, it starts going off. Like you're just standing there and like, well, hold on now. I'm just doing a little price comparison. I'm reading the stats on the back of this box.
I can tell you one store where the camera don't work. Way back in the corner. Like they just don't always work.
Oh, well. Oh, at any store.
Well, this one specifically.
Oh, one specific.
Well, like half of them don't even work.
Don't say it, because I know somebody.
Nah, let me say it now. You always stifle me when I
don't want you to go on the radio and say there's a local business for people to go rip off because the camera don't work there. You dick.
Yeah, like I've been doing this 2 weeks.
Give me something to throw at him, Paige, right
okay,
now.
Okay, here. Here's,
all right, we'll do stupid sports.
Throw some draws.
Dumb, stupid sports.
You want to...
Ow!
You want to talk
more
about...
More cowbell.
She threw it at me first. It's a hot potato.
I'll show you a video of a fan getting injured at a Hawks game.
Ow.
For playing some stupid game on the court at halftime. Tore his ACL.
The fan? Oh, one of the half. Yeah. Okay, I see.
So we got the video of it.
God.
That's about all that's going on.
You wonder how many, like, how many ankle dislocations or maybe breaks or whatever. Like, them Greenville Braves games back in the day, when they'd make people spin on their heads on the ball bats and then take off running. I mean, dude, I saw some people just take off running, like, oh, they got it. And all of a sudden just arc it off to the left and just go into the damn dugout.
Do you have to have entertainment like that all the time? I mean, you just hang out between innings.
Or just, you know what, the way that the Braves would do, me and my grandpa were at a Braves game, the old Fulton County Stadium, and when it started, it was a rain delay, it was only an hour or so, they put up bloopers of baseball bloopers. And dude, everybody's watching it like they were watching a big TV show. Waiting on the rain to stop.
People love it.
And it was great. It was like people running into each other, trying to catch a ball and stuff. It was good. All right. More bloopers and sports next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history.
Jangling.
1987. Bill Elliott, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
Oh, man.
Set the NASCAR qualifying record at Talladega at 212.8 miles per hour. The next year, NASCAR was like, you know what? Might have to do to fix this somehow. So
we might need a governor.
The 88 season started the restrictor plates in Talladega and Daytona.
And go-karts, too, I think, as well. Because they used to go way faster than they do now. Go-karts.
I tell you what, man. If you want to get a kid into racing now, you got to start at Bandoleros at like, 10, 11, 12. Move up from there. Hope to God somebody sees them and signs them.
Bandoleros is what they call it.
That's the entry series of racing.
Bandoleros. I thought that was like somebody in a Mexican band.
God, it might even be. Is it Mexican racing? That's what they name it after?
Maybe it is.
They used to start with quarter midgets, and then they'll do the bandoleros. And,
yeah.
But from there, if you want a Xfinity series ride, you got to.
What do they call midget football now? Is it called little people football? Like for real?
God, it might be.
I want to look that up.
Do they take a tour somewhere and do it?
Yeah,
something like that.
I used the internet for what not it was intended. Why don't we call it that anymore? Oh God, we tried to erase that from the Google. It led me to midget wrestling's coming back around here. It just led me to an ad about that.
Come on now, we got hot wings and little people wrestling.
We got Lil Taker.
Lil Taker. Well, Netflix is talking about their next foray into live sports and. Well, it's not going to be anything you'd want to watch, unfortunately. I wouldn't think so.
It's just called youth football now, so.
Oh, like termites? Do they still call them termites?
Probably not. That's offensive to people who eat wood. Rest in peace.
All of them.
Netflix is going to air women's boxing. They say that's where the future is.
Women's boxing.
I cannot name you a single female boxer ever in history.
Ever. And that's not being belittling either. It's just...
But you do you, Netflix. I know you're trying to get into the... Look, you do a good job with Raw,
What's the difference between MMA than boxing? I think it's...
Well,
women are willing to get hit in the face. That's up to them.
Yeah. Like I've said before, I freaking love Tay Starling. She's a sweetheart. She listens to this show.
Yeah, she's great.
But I cannot watch her fight. And it's not a sexist thing. It's just
she loves to get hit.
I know.
And she loves to fight. I'm pretty sure she just got married for real.
She did.
I mean, the only thing that really bothers anyone about dog fighting is the fact that you're like, oh, it's a dog.
Well, they're victims.
They're trafficked.
They are. And sort of they're abused.
dog trafficker.
It is.
I'm that against gets Paige riled up real quick.
It really does. It makes me upset.
See how quick that head turned? Well,
she did. She didn't get you.
She's like some stoner like at a concert when that nose starts. Yeah, I guess like a dog.
You got some weed.
Where's it at, man? They like in the middle of whatever song, they just start turning around, looking down the aisle.
You got some pot?
Big. What are y'all doing down here?
Go way out of here. I'm about to have an emergency.
In the studio.
Please all don't. Right.
In my white shorts.
Please don't.
After Labor Day?
yes. Fashion fupa.
It's before Labor Day.
Fupa.
God. Fashion fupa. Oh, my God.
Look, don't make me laugh because I will. I'll be like the chicken hall pass in the bathtub. You got to compress the button. I got to go for real.
Dude, he's planking. All right, hold on.
Oh my God!
I got
this
in years.
All right, help him
that
up.
That one.
Which
go,
one? This one
here. Yeah, right now.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.